This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, June 1st, 2010. Yay, we made it to June. That means, let's see, that the year, well, at the end of this month, I guess the year will be half over. And June is officially Pride Month, isn't it? You know, I'm not big on the whole, I'm not big on the whole Pride thing. Well, I'm not really big on the Pride thing, but June is Pride Month, and I'm not big on the marching in parades for Pride Month, is what I meant to say. Anyway, so I was thinking I would podcast last night, but I didn't. So, and I was thinking that the boyfriend and I would podcast over the weekend, but we didn't. So let me tell you about the weekend. It was a four-day weekend for me because I took Friday off because it was my birthday weekend. And the boyfriend came over a little earlier on Friday, and we... what did we do? I have no idea. I don't remember what we did. Oh, I know what we did. The boyfriend took me out to dinner to a restaurant right by, right close by, and we had a really nice dinner. And then we came home and kind of just caught up and enjoyed, I think, a bottle of wine, maybe? At least a glass of wine. And then went to bed. Saturday morning, which Saturday was my actual birthday, because you know now I'm 46, getting old. So, Saturday we went to two different wineries that were releasing new wines, and these... both of these wineries specifically asked us to come to their winery and to review their wines, which is, you know, always interesting. Excuse me, I keep having some slight burps here, but I'm trying to control them. This one winery, the first winery we went to, released four new wines on Saturday, and surprisingly to both of us, the boyfriend and myself, all four wines were really good. Now, we say surprisingly, I say surprisingly because this winery in the past has produced nothing but really bad wines. And the owner slash winemaker fired his winemaker like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and has been producing his own wine since then, and he's really been doing a good job. And these four wines are really, you know, decent wines that shows that he's growing. And, oh, there goes my email, saying I got an email. Anyway, showing that he's growing very, very, you know, what am I trying to say? That he is growing as a winemaker. He is learning and doing a good job with his winemaking. Anyway, then after that winery, we went to another winery that was having a semi-little festival. They were having the anniversary of American wine, and they were having the release party of their big, bold red. They called it Cleve, and it is a Bordeaux blend. And again, surprise, this was a nice wine. Right before we participated in the release of the Cleve, we did a regular tasting, and half of those wines on the regular tasting list were just awful. So we were hoping that when we sat down to do this release tasting of this Cleve, this Bordeaux blend, we would be pleased. And sure enough, we were. It was very good. Now, during that release of the... I keep saying release, it sounds very sexual. But it's not. Only Big Fatty would think that. Big Fatty. Release. Maybe that will make it to the front of his beginning of his show. I don't know. Anyway, I keep saying too. We were doing a Twitter taste-off. We would taste two wines and then tweet about which wines we liked and what we thought about them. Well, there were, there were five wine bloggers invited to this thing. And the boyfriend and I were the only ones who were actually doing live tweeting of the different wines we were tasting. Of course, I had the iPad there, and they had a really bad Wi-Fi connection. But no problem, I had 3G. And I was able to tweet what we were tasting at the winery. And, of course, I was, surrounded by people wanting to see the iPad and all of that. So there was that. And then we came home from there and had dinner on the balcony. And then we watched... was that Saturday or was that Sunday? I was thinking that might have been Saturday. We watched... the DVD the boyfriend had, because he gets Netflix DVDs, Precious, the movie Precious, and I thought it was really good. It was sad and, you know, happy at the same time, because the girl well, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but very good movie. I can see why Monique was, you know, won the Oscar and so forth. It was a very good movie. You should see Precious if you haven't already. I know, we're behind the times. We see movies way after they've been released, but that's just the way life is. Anyway, and then Sunday, we went to two more wineries. We were meeting yet again, another wine blogger meetup at another winery, and this one was really more like impromptu, and when we got to the winery, the owner slash winemaker was talking to us, and he was like, oh, I didn't know you guys were all coming to the winery. And I said, oh, yeah, this is kind of impromptu, but we've been tweeting about it all morning. And he's like, oh, I guess I better check the Twitter. And he pulled out his iPhone and checked through, and he's like, oh, if I had known you guys were coming, I would have, you know, planned to have a special tasting or whatever. And we were all like, that's the whole point. We don't want to, you know, have a special tasting. We want to just taste like everyone else. Anyway, so we did a tasting, and then some of the fellow wine bloggers pulled out a cake, and they celebrated my birthday with me, and they didn't sing happy birthday, but they just, you know, said happy birthday, and we had cake with the wine that we were drinking afterwards. So that was fun, and I really appreciate that. And actually, I should say that, well, you saw it on the blog that the boyfriend got me a cake, too, and we had that cake on Saturday night. So Sunday when we came home, what did we do Sunday when we came home? I guess we had, yeah, the boyfriend made some pasta and chicken, and we had that on the balcony. And I was tired, I think. Anyway, then maybe, did we watch Precious Sunday night? I don't remember. We watched something. Or did we watch anything at all? I don't remember. Because, you know, I have the CRS. But then on Monday, we did nothing. We got up late. I made French toast. We laid around, did nothing. We didn't even take showers until like 12 o'clock. And we were just lazy all morning. And we watched a whole bunch of TV shows. I think I was having the boyfriend watch Sarah's House with me on HGTV, which I love. And then he went home, and then I started working. I got a lot of paperwork done. Now, I need to say a big thank you to everyone who left me birthday wishes on the website and on the Twitters and so forth. Thank you all very much. I got a card from Nancy in Japan, so thank you, Nancy, for the card. I have not been to the P.O. Box I checked on Friday and there was nothing there. But I know that something's coming to the P.O. Box, so I have to be watching it. But I didn't check Saturday, and of course we didn't have mail on Sunday or Monday, and I didn't have a chance to check today, so I probably won't get to the P.O. Box until tomorrow. If there's anything there, it's waiting for me, and I will mention it at another time. So thank you all for the birthday wishes. I had a wonderful weekend. I did not get a gift from the boyfriend because he treated me so nicely with all these different dinners and such during the month of my birthday, so he didn't get me a gift. So, yeah. Moving on to other... Oh, I'm just saying that because in case people are asking me, what'd you get? What did the boyfriend give you? Nothing. So, moving on. Today, did you see in the news today that Al and Tipper Gore are separating? Doesn't that just totally bum you out? Yes, totally bums me out, too. Only because, you know, I thought they were like one of the rock-solid Democrat marriages, you know? I just got a little shocked by that. You know, I don't know. Just something. I don't know. I think I just messed up my friend feed link. Oh, well. So there was that in the news, and then, of course, the whole thing about the oil thing not working, and then there was this thing about the Illinois GOP Senate candidate Mark Kirk is gay and a hypocrite, says the outrage blogger Mike, what's his name? Oh, shit, I can't think of his name. I saw it on Toll Road. Of course, I have to scroll back all the way down the beginning of the day just to find it. Here it is. Outrage, where does it say? Mike Rogers, that's who it is. Mike Rogers, who has the blog Blog Active, and he outs members of Congress. And this guy, Mark Kirk, is supposedly gay, and he's got, you know, several bits of evidence and so forth. Interesting. I just think that's interesting. I'm sure we'll talk about that on Thursday's group show. That's Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. Now, speaking of Pride48.com, now I'm totally switching the topic here. On Saturday, June 5th, I believe it's the 5th, yes, June 5th, I will be doing a live show during the day at, I think it's going to be 11 a.m. is when I'm going to start it. And I am going to be calling different podcasters who are at the Gay Days at Disney. And I have 3 phone numbers so far, and I'm getting one more. Anybody else who wants to send me their phone? Oh, actually, I have 4 phone numbers, I'm sorry. And if you are a podcaster and you want to have, if you want me to call you, then you need to send me your phone number. And I will call you live on Pride 48, and you can tell me what's going on in the park, where you are, who you've seen, what's going on, a report about the dinner the night before, anything like that. So that's what will be happening on Saturday. Again, speaking of Pride 48, tonight, in about 45 minutes, they're going to be having an update show of what's going on for Pride 48 weekend, which is June 25th, 26th, and 27th, if I remember that correctly. Yes, that is correct. And you know that the computer that was running, I don't know if it was the server or what, but the one of the computers died, and Joe Beaver had to go out and buy a brand new computer. So we're hoping that somebody will, or a couple of you, will donate a couple dollars here and there to help out with the cost of that computer. That would be very nice. Thank you very much. Let's see. What else? Oh, this new thing that Daniel Boer has everybody going crazy over is Audio Boo. Now, you heard him talk about this on the other night on my live show. Yes, that 3-hour Scrabble game that you heard, which some people are calling boring and some people are calling amazing. At least that's some of the Twitters I've seen. Anyway, Daniel brought this up on the live show about Audio Boo. Now, what is Audio Boo? It's an application you can put on your iPhone or your other phones or, you know, all these different phones or devices. I actually have it now for, you can have it on the Android too, okay. I have it on the iPad, but they don't have an iPad version. It's an iPhone version. So, of course, it's that tiny little screen, which I hate. Why can't they update these applications for the iPad? Please, someone tell me that. Anyway, so you get this application, you sign up for an account, you put the application on your phone or your iPad, and then you can record messages, and it uploads it to this Audio Boo site, and if you tag it properly, like I have tags for Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R-R, and Pride 48. And I did my first Audio Boo just a little while ago, and I tied it to my Twitter account so that it automatically sends out a tweet when I post a boo, and then people can click on that link and go listen to the boo. So hopefully some of you already heard the boo. Now, since you have tags, you can subscribe to these tags in iTunes. And Daniel showed me how I can subscribe to all of the Audio Boos tagged Pride 48. So I'm actually going to be playing some of those on Saturday during my live show while we're in between getting people on the phone and so forth. Now, you can also subscribe to my boos by going to, what is it? Is it audioboo.com/Archer? No, not .com, audioboo.fm/Archer, and you can click on iTunes or RSS, and you can get my my boos. Now, speaking of boos, just recently, like 21 minutes ago, Donna Sugars from the BigSillyHomo.blogspot.com sent an audio boo about my first audio boo, and I'm going to play it here, but I want to hold the iPad microphone down to the speaker on the iPad, I mean, on the Mac, so you can hear it. So listen to this. Oh, hopefully it's not too loud, actually, not thinking about it. Listen to this. Here it comes.
Right. Oh, Archer, you're finally breaking your audioboo virginity. And we're all listening. Actually, that sounds just like college. Oh, love you.
Isn't that cute? Now, I know that probably sounded weird because I'm just holding the iPad down to the iMac speaker, but wasn't that sweet of Donna Sugars? Thank you, Donna Sugars. Now, at the same time, if I click on, because she put the link Pride 48 on that as well. If I click on the tag Pride 48, this is on the website. I'm seeing these on the website. You will also see there was a promo for Archer by Brother Sinatus. Did I play this? I'm going to play this one too. Let's see.
This is Brother Sinatus from Denver, Colorado, and I'm listening to Archer.com on Pride48.com. Come join us. .com.
Isn't that cool? I love this audio boo thing. And you will too. I want you to get on there, get yourself an account, and when you do an audio boo, make sure you tag it Pride48 or Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R-R, and then people can subscribe to it. Now, speaking of the promos, and I'm just moving this show right along, aren't I? Arthur actually sent me a promo. And he says he was being funny, but I think he was being serious. So let me, where is it? Here it is. Now, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to just hold up the speaker. I'm not in the mood to edit anything. I'm just going to hold up the speaker, and hopefully that will sound okay. So, I mean, hold up the microphone to the speaker. So listen to this promo from Arthur. He said he felt sorry for me, but listen to this.
Yo, yo, yo. Archer.com is a podcast. It is nice. You can hear Archer and the gang every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time here on Pride 48. Join Archer and more than 30 other podcasters for a 48-hour live podcasting marathon, June 25th to 27th, right here on Pride 48. Yay.
So thank you, Arthur, for that little promo. Hopefully you guys are hearing that on Pride 48 if you are listening to Pride 48 on in any regular basis. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Brother Sinatus, for that little promo. I hope that one's playing on there, too. That would be cool if it is. My last topic is the latest addiction that we all were talking about on the last three-hour episode of Archer.com, is Words with Friends. Now, let me just tell you, the boyfriend was absolutely obsessed with that this weekend. For all of those of you who were playing with me, Archer, it was actually the boyfriend for most of, well, actually, I introduced him to it Friday night, so all of Saturday, all of Sunday, and then for maybe a couple hours on Monday, but then I took over. So he was winning all those games that you guys were playing with him. But now since then, since Monday, probably noonish, I've taken over and I'm playing all the games now. So, I won't win anymore because the boyfriend's the smart one. So anyway, I am obsessed with that game. I was actually today at work. I played the games during my lunch hour and a couple other times when the kids weren't in the classroom. I'm not playing them when the kids are there. That's inappropriate. But because I have the 3G, I can play the game without using the work's internet access. So anyway, I just shouldn't be doing it. But I'm loving the game. Of course, I said I'm not going to be very good now that the boyfriend's not playing. But I'm going to try. I'm going to come up with some good words. I've got my ideas. Anyway, well, boys and girls, that is all I have for today. I hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and hopefully you'll be listening on Pride 48 tonight, and then again on Thursday night, or joining the conversation Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. And I would love it if Miss Donna Sugars would join our show. Donna Sugars, if you're listening to this and you want to join in the discussion on Thursday night, please let me know, because I think you're on my Skype, and I think we can just have you join the show. Anyway, all right, well, boys and girls, that is all I have for today. Until next time, bye.